Proclamation number 8775 of 10th of March, 1964. The pure truth is a gift. You should not allow yourselves to be irritated by objections on the part of your fellow human beings when it concerns which of you represents the truth. This will always remain an object of dispute, because every man believes himself to be in possession of truth, because one or the other suits him and he has again taken over his thought material from other men on the way of upbringing, from which he also does not want to break away. And he also cannot reach pure truth as long as doubts do not arise in him. If this is never the case, then man only has a dead knowledge, which does not let him become inwardly alive. For one thing shall be said to you as certain, that I myself ensure that doubts arise in a person who does not yet stand entirely in truth. Because it is my constant endeavor to guide people into the pure truth, I will also take care of everyone who does not yet possess it, providing he occupies himself with spiritual thoughts in the first place, that he does not live into the day completely thoughtlessly. But I myself accept every person who thinks about himself and his creator, about his purpose of earthly life, and if his thinking is still wrong, then I myself will allow doubts to arise in him. And as soon as he himself is no longer entirely convinced of the truth of his thinking, he will ask questions which I will then also be extremely happy to answer. But once true thought material has been imparted to him from me, then he will also hold on to it and convinced of the truth of it also represent it towards his fellow men. And now differences will always arise between those who are steered into other thinking through emerging doubts, and those who stand up for the rightness of their views, but who are driven to it more by fanaticism than by inner conviction, which they just can only win when they possess true spiritual material, because they then also stand in connection with me as the giver of truth. But you, who are taught through the Spirit to bring light into the darkness of night as bearers of truth, you are not to listen to those who reject you. You are also not to listen to their arguments because my opponent makes use of them to take action against you and against the light, which radiates from me. Increasingly stronger temptations will come, all of which are intended to hold you back from the activity which you voluntarily took on out of love for me and for the erring souls. But you yourselves will increase in wisdom and be able to resist every onslaught, because the power for it is supplied to you through my perpetual address, because my word is blessed with my power. But the more you spread light, the more the enemy of souls seeks to extinguish the light, and he has his helpers who likewise exert all influence on men. But every man is free in his wanting. Every man can listen to you, but also those who work for my opponent, and again it depends alone on how strong the desire for truth is in a man, which then truly also protects him from error. That is why you are to speak where you find open ears, and remain silent where you are opposed, because also truth will remain without impression there, where the will resists the acceptance. But pure truth is a gift, which I offer to everyone, because I want to help him to beatitude, which can only be reached through truth. But also a gift has to be accepted voluntarily. I force no one to accept it, for it would then remain without effect and only harden the heart of the person who then goes against the truth. Earth is a dark area, which can certainly be illuminated by individual rays of light, but full light will never illuminate the area, because there are too many followers of my opponent, who seek to cloud or extinguish it. Nevertheless, again and again I send rays into this dark area, and anyone who desires light will enter this ray of light and it will become light in him himself. For pure truth will be supplied to him, which is the explanation for everything. And I will also always find loyal servants on earth who are active for me, who guide the truth everywhere, which they receive directly from me. And these light bearers will be stronger than my adversary because they work with my power, and they radiate light, which my adversary will always flee, and that is why he makes use of his following to take action against my messengers of light. But I know how much humanity needs a light. I know that it will perish without truth, and thus I will always provide people with a light and give them what they need if only they accept it voluntarily, for I will not force anyone to enter my circle of light of love. I certainly distribute the truth but do not force anyone to accept it, and anyone who wants to remain in darkness will not be prevented from doing so. Amen.